The following is a segment from Real Estate Today, the radio partner of HouseLogic.com.
Welcome back to Real Estate Today. I'm Gil Gross. We are giving you 10 tips on how to sell your house. For strategy number four, our good friend Pamela Gertz-Cavati from House Logic is joining us again this week, as she does each and every week. HouseLogic.com, brought to you by the NAR, features everything you need to increase, protect, and maintain the value of your home. Welcome back, Pamela. How are you?
You know, I am just terrific. I am, in fact, in the mood to talk about maintenance today, specifically, of course, home maintenance, because, you know, keeping your house in top shape while you live in it makes it easier to sell when it's time to move on.
So I'm guessing that you've got things at HouseLogic.com that might help homeowners do that.
We absolutely do. You know, we are all about homeownership and helping people own smarter. And one of the most important things about owning smart is keeping your house in really great shape. And it's very important to buyers when you go to sell, particularly in terms of first impressions, to see that you've maintained your home well. You know, we talked to some appraisers at House Logic who told us that a house in worn condition that shows a lack of preventative maintenance could easily lose 10% of its appraised value. That can be a lot of money. So, and lately, when it comes to maintenance, folks are very interested in how energy efficient your home is, because with the tax credits that have been out there and a general sensitivity to, you know, to green, people care a lot about energy efficiency these days.
Okay. What else is your realtor going to want to know about your house, though, in terms of maintenance and all, to help you sell it? Because they're going to be the ones, not you, that's going to be, you know, talking up the house to the buyer. So, I don't know. What about windows?
Absolutely. Well, first of all, let's go back to that home maintenance notebook. That is a great thing to share with your realtor when you first sit down with them before they start to market the home for you, because you're right. They're the ones who are going to talk primarily to the buyers, not you as the homeowner. So you want to show them everything that's in that notebook. And, yeah, you especially want to highlight things that deal with energy efficiency. Windows would be one of those things. If you're selling your home and you've invested in energy efficient windows, it could really help you stand out from the pack. According to some experts, you can save from $120 to $500 if you're replacing single-pane windows with energy-efficient ones in a 2,000-square-foot house. So, you know, and plus they're eligible for the – if you did it, you know, this year, last year, they're eligible for the tax credit, federal tax credit, through 2010.
Which is great. The windows can also benefit the seller's pocketbook, right? It's not just a thing for the buyer and how they're going to save money in the future.
Yes, absolutely. Window replacement is one of the best home remodeling projects in terms of investment return. So for vinyl windows, you can recoup about 75% of the project cost in added home value, and that's according to Remodeling Magazine's annual cost versus value report. You know, plus, as I said, if you choose windows that qualify for the new federal tax credit, you can effectively lop about $1,500 off the purchase price, at least through calendar year 2010.
Great. What else do you have?
Well, if you've recently swapped out old appliances for new ones, particularly Energy Star rated appliances, you should absolutely let your realtor know about that so that they can tell the buyers. According to the Department of Energy, 70% of a home's energy consumption goes towards appliances, refrigeration, heating, cooling, and hot water. And the latest Energy Star qualified appliances typically use a third less energy than outdated models. That's a lot.
That is a lot. Now, this may not be that sexy to talk about, but insulation, I mean, insulation being sexy, light the candles.
Very sexy.
Let me talk about insulation.
It depends on
But it's a good thing to mention
insulation.
To your realtor. Yes. Well, it could be. You know what? Saving money can be kind of sexy, and it's a good thing to mention to your realtor because it's something that somebody looking at your house can't actually see. It's something they have to be told about.
Yes, of course. It's worth noting for sure. Because, you know, lack of insulation is actually really common in homes built before 1980. And 1980 is about when we started to really care about energy awareness and it started to take hold. So if you live in an area with a lot of homes built before 1980 and yours is insulated, you absolutely want to mention it because it gives you, you know, a reason to stand apart from the rest.
Yep.
So, and if you've added insulation to your attic, basement, crawl space, or walls in your main floor, you can save anywhere from 10 to 50% on heating and cooling, according to the experts. And, of course, the amount of savings, you know, you have to be realistic, depends on things like where you live, what type of heating system you have, and how much insulation you add.
Yeah, these things, talking about future savings for operating a home, have become very, very important to home buyers now, since they're using so much of their money that they've got for the down payment these days. The days of zero down, except for VA loans, are gone. they're really concerned about the maintenance and operating costs of a house from this point forward. And the more you can reassure them about that on things like insulation, energy efficiency, the better off you are against all the competition. So this is all great stuff as usual. Thank you, Pamela.
You're quite welcome, Gil. And I just want to remind your listeners that we have so many great tips about energy efficiency and home maintenance in general at houselogic.com. It is a great destination for smart, responsible homeowners.
Great. Pamela Gertz-Kabati, thank you as always from houselogic.com.
You've been listening to a segment from Real Estate Today, the radio partner of houselogic.com.